Dreamscape presents Sweet Lust by Asya Barkic. Translated by Jennifer Zobel. Narrated by Catherine Littrell. 1998. She'd planned to stay home with her mother that summer, until her father and sister returned from the European Junior Table Tennis Championships in Italy. Instead, she spontaneously took a bus trip to Jablonica Lake with her friend Anita. Anita's mother was the secretary to the director of the postal service and sent them to a summer camp organized for the children of its employees. She was 16. She brought a two-piece bathing suit, teen angst, and the novel I, Tituba, Black Witch of Salem by Maryse Condé. She was looking forward to a perfect summer. When she got off the bus, she realized she'd be sharing a tent with at least six other girls, which didn't particularly please her, since she'd always found it difficult to make friends. She'd spent her life training at table tennis out of emotional obligations and habits, not because she enjoyed the company of others her age. Physical exertion made her feel good, but socializing exhausted her. She tended to expect the worst of people, primarily because players from the other team would always insult their opponents during matches to demoralize and weaken them. She dreamed of fair play, an atmosphere in which she'd be less anxious about losing. She was sensitive, but not in the same way as her peers. Anita, who was slightly younger, adored the film Titanic. She'd seen it at least 20 times. But she didn't share Anita's tastes, or even her sister's. At the entrance to the camp, which was across from a lake, there were picnic tables where everyone ate. The kitchen was there too, and next to that, a small infirmary. A hill rose above them. She knew right away that she'd spend most of her time up there. She was always looking for an isolated perch from which to study someone else's upbringing in order to forget about her own. Hordes of children packed into the same place was not an especially pleasant scenario for the organizers either. At times, the racket seemed to reach all the way to the Amalfi Coast. But that wasn't her problem. Like any child, she needed a vacation from her own hormones, from the nightly growth of her breasts, which was driving her crazy. She loved other girls' tits. For herself, she just wanted a straight line to death. On the first day, right after breakfast, she climbed the hill and sat in the shade. Anita was going swimming with her friends and called out to her, of course, to join them. But she turned her down. She only went swimming at dusk, when there was no one left in the lake.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?